In the U.S., some 27 million people will take to the skies this week, and many will find them not friendly at all. There are bound to be late flights, bags lost, you know the drill. This week, we're hearing about the state of air travel in this country. And we start today where many frustrations begin, the moment you click that mouse to pay for your tickets. Airlines are raising prices to help manage the soaring cost of fuel. NPR's Hannah Jaffe-Walt reports.
There's a weird sort of logic at work when Jennifer Nakashima sits in front of her computer scanning the fares. She goes into the deep search spell. Once she's in, she's stuck.
This is the email that I got from Travelocity yesterday saying that there were $351 for round-trip tickets. I clicked the link for it. And then...
The site goes to a page with a calendar of open dates to fly her family from Maryland to Hawaii.
So here it says that U.S. Airways is offering $351 for round trip.
All right, score.
Right. So you think, okay, sure. So you click that and you think, wow, look, that's, you know, even though it's not Christmas, that's okay.
Pay attention. That right there, that's Jennifer's first concession. She does want to be in Hawaii for Christmas, and especially New Year's, when her entire family gets together for this crazy party. Plus, last time, while the grandparents and aunts and uncles saw her 2-year-old Waverly, she couldn't talk or walk. Jennifer clicks every single departure day. They're all gone.
Then I remember that on the previous page, they offered it for just $100 more, $451.
Wait, you're going back again. You're going back for more right now.
Right, I know, I'm crazy. So I think $451, that's still really good. So you click on the link, and it shows you the same set of days. So you're like, okay, let's play this game again.
This right here is a little ritual Jennifer's been repeating since June. She's upped her spending limit, changed dates. Still nothing she thinks is at all reasonable. Terry Triplers, an airfare analyst in Minneapolis and owner of TriplerTravel.com. He says Jennifer needs to wake up to the new commercial aviation reality. Fares are up, service is down. There's lots of reasons for that. The uncertainty of the world economy, airlines shifting seats to international flights. But really, Tripler says...
Fuel. The bottom line is fuel. That's number one. And then demand has something to do with it, too. As long as people are buying it, the airlines will continue to increase fares.
Unlike Jennifer, it seems many of us are willing to pay the high fares. Tripler says in the past, when costs went up, the airlines would try to pass some of that off on the consumer. And people would balk. Psh, $900? That's outrageous.
That's not happening now. The public is still booking. They're booking in almost record numbers. And we just don't see it slowing down at all.
Indeed. Families like the Gattons in suburban D.C. are still going on their annual trip to California and Utah. But California and Utah grandmas better be ready to open the door to some grumpy, red-eyed children. Annette Gatton says because of high fares, their trip is getting uglier and uglier.
We're flying into San Francisco. We'll have to rent a car and drive about 5 hours north to my parents' house. And then from there, we will drive to Utah, which I think is probably 10 or 11 hours. And then we will fly home from Utah.
With 4 kids, inconvenient airports at inconvenient times on inconvenient days is the name of the game. Or just not traveling.
It's like you see a fare that you think is decent. You try to get it right away and nothing.
Surprise, surprise. 1 hour later, Jennifer Nakashima is still trying to score a deal. And at this point, Waverly, her 2-year-old, is pulling out her chair, her mouse, her legs, trying to get some attention. If you can pull Jennifer out of her Travelocity trance, she's more able to accept reality. Her family is most likely staying home this Christmas. She can't exactly say the words, but deep down, she knows it's true.
Part of it is knowing what you're missing out on. Definitely the poor me factor, right? And also, every commercial you're going to watch, everything is all about going home for the holidays, right? And you're like, oh, great, thanks. And you know that that doesn't apply to you.
So are you going to keep looking?
Sadly, yes. Until I get... I am just... Still look, what's the harm in looking, right? You never know, I could be surprised.
Yeah, good luck with that. Hannah Jaffe-Walt, NPR News.
And when it comes to flight delays, you can learn about what to do if you're stranded on a plane at npr.org.